music, stories, and more. You're listening to the Heartbeat Radio, a program by Able Arts Work.
Hello, this is Heartbeat Radio. Today we're interviewing Reed Moriarty, a podcast host, musician, and speaker.
Reed Moriarty is a man with a mic, motivated to entertain, to show that everyone has a unique gift.
Hello, Winter.
Hi.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Maybe something like maybe Happy Birthday.
If you could go anywhere you want, where would it be?
I think I can go to Moab, Utah.
How did you get started into making music?
I think I started my music with Angela, and then Angie, and then Heath, and then Steven. Oh, and Jungle Poppins too. Angela was my first music teacher.
Now, Reed, answer me this. What kind of music do you like?
I think I like all kinds of music. Maybe classic music.
How did you become a podcast host?
I started my podcast after I attended high school. That's because I got my podcast started by interviewing people around the world, called Talk Time with Reed Moriarty.
What are your inspirations?
Who are my inspirations? Maybe Joey Mazzarino. I think he's Murray on Sesame Street, and he's a head writer of Sesame Street. I love the voice talent and a head writer.
What are your hobbies?
What are my hobbies? Swimming and eating beans and go to thrift stores. I'm a VHS and a DVD collector.
How long did you do music?
I think it was 20 years.
Now, what tips would you have for someone who'd like to have a podcast in the future?
I think my tips is you can interview people you find interesting.
Lightning country and with voice.
This song has been inspired by country music and is written by the amazing Reed Moriarty and Heath Farmer.
Are you slightly country? Are you slightly proud? If you are slightly country, I'm slightly happy, slightly happy. Why don't you ride a horse? Why don't you listen to George Jones? Why don't you get your hat and your boots? I wanna know. Are you slightly country? Are you slightly proud? If you are slightly country, slightly happy, slightly happy. Why don't you saddle up?
Saddle up.
Why don't you buy
your horse?
There's nothing like a country tale to my country friends.
To my country friends.
Are you slightly country? Are you slightly proud? If you are slightly country, I'm slightly happy, slightly happy. Are you slightly country?
I like it too.
Esther Reed's music therapist writes a schedule every time they meet. When they finish the last task on the list, she likes to say, "Should we call it a day?" So she's so consistent that Reed started to say it before her. That made her laugh, and it became a song. Reed and Esther recorded this song titled Call It a Day Like a Lullaby with Pergios and made it the last song of it all. They had the idea of Esther playing taps on her trumpet.
Dogs curl up and count some seas. Call it a day. Call it a day. Call it a day.
Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.